Welcome to Cricket World Raid, a very special podcast today. I'm delighted to welcome Laura Williamson, who's joined us today. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
And, well, the ICC World 2020, it's the major global tournament this year. The 15 of the 16 men's squads have been named already. And really, we're here to talk about England's squad. I mean, the headline news, of course, no Kevin Peterson in there. It's quite a young squad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think that the having younger players in the side is going to help them, obviously, building for the future, which is what they'll be looking for now that Andy Flower's retired. And as you say, they've got rid of Kevin Peterson. They need the younger players in the side that can be more innovative, that can up the run rate when we need it. And I think that's what we've been lacking in 2020.
And that's really where players like Moeen Ali come in. I was particularly impressed with a Chris Jordan bowled in Australia. That for me was one of the very few positives from an absolutely desperate tour for England. It's good to see. For me, I think that's a really good inclusion.
Yeah, he bowled really well. Unfortunately, in the first few tests, his figures didn't necessarily stick up to that. There were a few drop catches off his bowling, but he bowled incredibly well. I'd say he was our best bowler out there.
Now, England, of course, memorably won the World 2020 back in 2010 when Peterson, man of the series, almost didn't quite win it on his own but played a huge role in England doing so well. 2012, again in the subcontinent in Sri Lanka, they were not very good. They were bowled out for 99 by India. Again, Peterson was missing, so we are sort of keep coming back to this. He is a key player in 2020. I mean, you've sort of mentioned already that maybe this is a building tournament for England, looking ahead to the next tournament. But how well do you think they can do?
I think they can do well. Obviously, it would have been good to have Kevin Peterson inside. He's one of those world-class players that everybody wants, but he's not going to be playing for us for too much longer. So we need to start thinking about the future and which players can step up. And I think this is where it's good to get players like Ali, who can get a bit of experience in international cricket and see how they perform. And we can just tinker around, bring different batsmen in. Obviously, we want the experience of players like Broad and Morgan in there to try and keep their heads level and to keep the game going, to step up if one of the younger players doesn't perform that well. But
Broad and Morgan, they are now key players. They're now the senior players, because if you look at the West Indies, they've named 12 of the 15 players that won them the tournament 3 years ago, and England haven't named too many who were there in Sri Lanka. So Stuart Broad, Owen Morgan, they've got huge roles to play, as you've just sort of said there.
Yeah, and that's obviously why Broad's captain and Morgan's vice-captain. I think that they work very well together. We've seen over the past couple of years the way that the team has progressed under their leadership. And I think they've come into a bit of form as well recently, which is really good. Stuart Broad's sorted out his technique a lot. He's one of our best bowlers in all formats of the game. And Owen Morgan, as we've seen in Australia, he was playing really well. He was getting bat to ball, getting some good scores, 100 against Australia, which is always good going into a set next series.
Absolutely. And I'm going to put you on the spot now, Laura. Where will England finish? Will they even get out of the group? It's a different format this time around, of course.
I'm a optimistic fan. I'm gonna say that we will at least get to the semis, if not the finals. I'm gonna go optimistic.
Well, okay. And if England don't win, who will?
I think the form that they're in at the moment, Australia are a big team, but you can't write off India or you can't write off any of them, but really.
Pakistan's interesting because they've never failed to reach the semi-finals. That would be my each way bet. They'll get to the final and then they could well go on and win. So pick one. I've picked my pick. Who's going to win?
I'm going to say India. I don't know. I have the feeling they're just going to win this year.
Great stuff. Well, thanks very much for your insight, Laura.
Thank you.